Coolmore Classic Day tomorrow at Rose Hill. You've heard about the track. Just a heavy 8. It's very close to a 7. Let's hope the fine weather hangs around today. 29 degrees tomorrow, so that will certainly help. David Brydoak has sent up Thames Court to line up in the race, and he joins us. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. She seems to be coping with her racing extremely well. Have I got it right there?
Yeah, she's in good shape, Andrew. She's travelled up really well. And her two lead-up runs to this race have been excellent.
They have been, the two at Caulfield. The one thing that we've learnt with her is, mate, she very rarely shirks the issue. She just keeps coming.
Yeah, she certainly does. And, you know, she just got tightened for a little bit of room on the corner at Caulfield last start. She's in really good shape. She works well at Sydney Way. And... I bred her and I raised her mother, and look, they love a bit of cutting the ground. So the condition of the track holds no fear for this horse.
That's the main thing. As I said, we're on a heavy 8, and maybe the prospect of getting to a 7, but you know that she can handle that. She's never been to Sydney, has she?
No, she hasn't. This is the first trip.
First trip, yeah. I was mixing it up with another one earlier this week. But looking at a form, getting to this sort of trip looks to be a plus with her?
Yeah, I think anywhere between 7 furlongs and a mile is her target distance. And third run in over this distance should work perfectly.
Okay. All right, so that's Thames Court lining up in the Coolmore Classic. You had a few options with Nurse Kitchen. Take us through the process there at Flemington.
We elected to stay at home this week. Very good. The horse is in very good shape, and she will come to Sydney for the Vinery after this start.
Okay. How's the progression been since the first run back?
Yeah, very good. Nice horse. Had a trouble-free preparation, and I would expect her to go pretty well.
Did she please you? I mean, it reads 7th of 9 at Flemington, but did she please you with the return run?
Yeah. Look, she did. She did actually, but you know, potentially a little sharp for her. We're aiming to go further this prep.
Yep.
And she's sort of starting to look like she's making it to a good staying filly. So satisfactory first up run, and our fingers are crossed for a little bit of improvement this time.
She's got that turn of speed that if you can maintain that once you get to the Vinery, and that it's really going to, you know, they'll just suit those races.
Yes, yeah, it should do, Andrew. I just don't really know how she'll go on affected ground. But she's a very relaxed horse, and she tends to loaf along a little bit. And then she can come with a good sprint.
You've got a good 3 tomorrow, so that won't be an issue there, mate.
No. It's pretty firm at Flemington.
Yeah, understand. Well, mate, we look forward to seeing her, but Thames Court, it sounds like she's travelled up. She's had a preparation galloping the Sydney Way. It sounds like you've had a perfect prep, and from that barrier, Daniel Moore should be just able to position her beautifully tomorrow.
Yeah, she does make her own luck. She begins well and travels in those first 4 or 5, so... We'll just see what she produces in the last couple of hundred.
Let's hope she runs up to her best. Good on you, Dave. Thanks for taking our call this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Dave. David Brydoak joining us there. I love that filly Nurse Kitchen. They've always had an opinion of her, and we saw it when she won there at Flemington back in the spring. And they've really aimed up towards these longer races. So we're looking forward to seeing Nurse Kitchen tomorrow and Thames Court in the Coolmore Classic.